top of the morning to you, me lads. This is Jacob, your real, human, British editor. The first minute or so of what you are about to hear may sound familiar. That's because this is the original beginning to our first Charlie and the Chocolate Factory episode, which came out 2 episodes ago. As you might remember, Jackie, Rachel, and Becca very quickly went off the rails discussing, of all things, racism, so they cut it out and made it its own separate bonus episode. It was pretty fun and not problematic at all, and I agree with everything they said. Not that I have a right to an opinion on any of it. To hear the full conversation in all its unproblematic glory, support us on Patreon. Rightio, let's get to it.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Becca.
Yay.
And I'm one of your hosts, kind of.
No, Becca, just say you're a host. You've earned it.
Okay.
It's been like a year.
I know, but I'm not here every time.
That's true. Well, I'm Jackie. I'm also one of your hosts.
I'm Rachel, also one of your hosts. And Becca, tell them what we're hosts of.
We are hosts of Fire the Canon, where we talk about books in mostly the Western canon. And we decide if they belong there or not.
It only took a year, but she got it. She got the catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or as I like to call him, Roodle Doodle.
Mm-hmm. Roodle Doodle, yeah. She named her file for our Roald Dahl bio episode, which if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen. It'll provide some cool context for this story, as well as obviously his life, which was weird.
Some uncool context, honestly. Stealing oil from the Congo.
The jury's still out on him.
Yeah, that's true, honestly.
Yes, certainly quite problematic. But then sometimes he would have strokes of inspiration where he was being, you know.
But that's, well, but the part of this story is that Charlie Bucket, spoiler, was supposed to be black, apparently, which I think would have been really cool because we love Charlie Bucket, but his editor squashed that idea.
Yes, that too.
In some ways, he was much less racist than his peers, and in other ways, he was much more racist.
Yeah.
Depends on the race, yeah. Weirdly enough, I feel like white dudes usually, maybe not British white dudes, but I feel like white dudes usually hate black people more than they hate Jews. But in his case, it was the opposite.
That was a crazy thing to say, Jackie. It's not that
it true,
I think you're necessarily wrong. I just think that's an insane sentence to say.
We need to think about it. I don't know if I would agree with you.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Wait, is it a bad thing to say?
I don't know if it's good or bad or true or false. I have no idea.
You said white dudes
usually hate black people more than they hate Jewish people.
I feel like if they're racist, usually it's against black people.
Because usually you can tell if someone's black or not from looking at them.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's true. That's the part I forgot.
There's only a couple that you can't tell.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll think about that. Write in. Tell us what you think. You're a white guy. Who do you hate
How
more?
How about I just cut that whole part?
Do you hate Jews or black people?
No, just kidding. We know all of our listeners love all races of people and are all races of people.
Yeah, because every single episode we accuse multiple people of being racist. So if you're still with us, you probably are not a racist.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, you probably aren't. And also, you're probably not worried about a couple accusations of you.
Yeah, who cares what we think?
Yeah, you don't care what we think.
Or was Rachel, were you about to say, or maybe you love hearing about racist people?
Yeah, maybe that's why they listen. And they're like, yeah, right on.
Oh, no.
Or, I mean, sometimes people like aren't. Okay, here's the thing. I think to really be an anti-racist person, you can't be defensive if someone's like, hey, this might be a little racist of you. You need to be like, huh, I should unpack that. You know?
Yeah.
But you don't, not every time people say that, are they right?
No, I agree with that. But I think you could give it a second.
But you should still think about
it. You could think about it and you could say they're wrong or you could say,
For example, one time a white anarchist accused Jackie of racism.
How?
Yeah. But I'll tell that story. But also sometimes people accuse other people of being racist against white people and then they're wrong.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not worried about that.
That basically. Yeah. Okay, we'll tell the really quick Jackie racist story.
I think I did. I think the meme I posted was a little problematic, no. But only if you interpret it in that way. It could easily be interpreted in a totally normal way.
Essentially, we went to UNC Chapel Hill, and our rival school is Duke.
Arch rival.
UNC Chapel Hill is in the town of Chapel Hill. Duke is in the small city of Durham.
8 miles away. Very, very close.
Yeah, they're very close. the populations of the town, the non-student populations, Chapel Hill, primarily white. Durham has a larger black population.
Until very, honestly, until like very it used recently. To be much a higher black population, yeah. But it's totally changed since then, unfortunately.
Yeah, gentrification.
Durham, I don't know if it was majority black, but it was like more diverse than Chapel Hill, more, which was majority white. But so anyway.
Still much more diverse.
The main thing is that we're basketball rivals with Duke.
Yeah,
but there's a history of people being like, oh, don't go to Durham. There's gangs. They'll get you.
Oh,
There is that history. Okay, but continue. We're huge rivals with them, separate from that.
So Jackie, during basketball, like during March Madness, basically, Jackie posted a Lion King meme that was the one with Mufasa telling Simba, like, oh, everything the light touches is yours, and, you know, like, the darkness is Duke, basically.
And Simba's like, what about that dark place? And Mufasa's like, and, that's Durham, you may never.
Oh, yeah.
Because of basketball.
Yeah. And the rivalry.
And a white anarchist got really mad at Jackie.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, really this pissed. Is so racist. Like I was saying, oh, don't go to Durham because there's black people.
He didn't even say like, hey, just so you know, like obviously you're referring to basketball, but like if someone doesn't have the context, this could look racist. But the funny thing is like for someone to have the context to know like the racial history of Durham and Chapel Hill.
Oh yeah, they should know about basketball.
They probably also know the basketball.
That it was March Madness. And that we're UNC students.